KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I have a friend who has almost 50,000 followers on Twitter and almost that many on Instagram. Now, my friend is neither famous nor infamous and has no discernible talent. His posts on Twitter are so boring and his photographs on Instagram are so lackluster that it's impossible to imagine they inspire anything but eye-watering yawns. "How did you get so many followers?" I once asked him. "I bought them," he said, without a trace of shame. There are services, you see, that can plump up the number of your followers, not to Kardashian levels, of course, but to the 50 or 100,000 range, which is pretty good if you're a nobody, and almost everybody, when you get right down to it, is a nobody. My friend insisted that he knew exactly what he was doing. He wasn't under the impression that there were 50,000 actual people out there in the Twitterverse who really wanted to know what he had for breakfast. His many thousands of Instagram followers didn't care what the sunset looked like from the window seat of his flight to San Francisco, and he knew it. In fact, he told me proudly, most of his followers on social media weren't even real. "To get real people to follow you," he explained, "you have to pay a premium. And I didn't want to spend too much, which is why most of my followers are bots." Bots, short for robots, of course, are fake people, generated by the thousands by a computer algorithm, which can be marshaled by these kinds of services to follow you on social media. The result is that you look like an important person to the much smaller number of real people who follow you, and this apparently has ancillary benefits. My friend explained to me that he only has a dozen or so followers that matter. These are clients or potential clients. My friend is in the management consulting business, and they like to think that the person to whom they're paying irrational sums of money to tell them how to fix their businesses is a sought-after and much followed minor celebrity. It's roughly the same instinct that leads movie studios and TV networks to pitch their wares relentlessly by calling them all smash hits and blockbusters and number one with audiences, even if the precise metrics behind those claims are murky or in some cases totally fraudulent. Right now in the United States, the most compelling and famous political figure is a real estate builder with orange skin and peculiar hair who brays and boasts in campaign appearances about his millions of Twitter followers and his massive popularity and his rallies thronged with fans. I mean, Donald Trump claims to be beloved enough to become the next president of the United States, but the truth, as always, is more elusive. A recent analysis of his Twitter following reveals thousands and thousands of, surprise, bots. His TV notoriety and large in-person crowds are impressive in a way, but they don't even approach the number of votes required to become president of the United States. That number is somewhere between 62 and 65 million votes. Beyonce, Justin Bieber, Leonardo DiCaprio, they all have bigger audiences and more popular appeal. Maybe they should run for president. If the three of you are listening to this, please understand, I am speaking hypothetically. Now, Donald J. Trump would be and should be a darkly hilarious footnote to a presidential campaign, but he's grasped what few others have, aside from my unfamous but famous friend, that the illusion of popularity can carry a person pretty far. Let's hope, though, that there's, you know, a limit. And that's it for this week. Next week, we find it for KCRW. This is Rob Long.